The Gemara discusses what happens in Yevamos Sadi Ches Amin Aleph. The Braita says if a woman converts, so we know the Gemara just finished discussing about the concept of Gershon Eskaya Kekatan Shenola Dame. We know someone who converts to Judaism is no relation. However, the Braita quotes the interesting case where, let's say, a woman converts to Judaism while she is pregnant. In other words, a Gentile converts to Judaism. So she became pregnant while she was a non-Jew, and the time she gives birth, she is Jewish. If she conceived and gave birth as a guy, so the kid, then you have to convert the child. But what about if she conceived as a non-Jew, but the birth didn't happen until she became Jewish? So the Braita says that since the child was born from a Jewish mother, even though it was conceived before the conversion, nevertheless, they're considered, she's considered related. In fact, the Braita says on Sadi Zayin Amud Beis, let's say she was carrying twins. Again, she had twins. They were conceived as a guy, but they were born as Jews. So the Braita says, since she gave birth after they were born, after her conversion, so therefore they're related minatoritar. And if one marries his brother's wife, he's subject to the courage of Eshazah. So that's the Gemara, that the two twins are related to one another, even though they converted after the conception. So the Ritva, Amem Zayin Amud Beis, points out that when a pregnant convert gives birth to a boy, the Ritva Shita is, for a male, you know you're going to have to do Mila. So you're either doing Mila because it's a Jewish male, and every Jewish male requires Mila. But in addition, we know in order to become Jewish, you have to do Mila. So the Ritva's opinion is that this child is Jewish. And therefore, even though normally a normal conversion process requires Mila, Tfila, Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but since at the time of the Mila, they were unfit to undergo the Mila because it was only a fetus, therefore it's kind of like being like a female gear. And therefore, to be alone. So the Ritva learns that this person is Jewish, and if he never did a Mila, he'd be Jewish, he'd just be an Aro. And the Ramban disagrees and says the conversion's not completed until after he undergoes Mila. So it's a major machlokes, the Ramban and the Ritva, whether the child is born Jewish or he needs to do, whether it's Mila L'Shem Mitzvah, like the Ritva says, or it's Mila L'Shem Geiris, like the Ramban says. So the Achiezer of Chaim Moshe Grzinski, he points out that the Braita that we mentioned above seems to support the opinion of the Ritva, that the baby is Jewish at birth. Why? Because according to the Ramban, who says they have to undergo Mila to do the Gemar HaGeris, then why are they considered brothers then? If we have a principle, Gershon Eskaya Kekatan Shenola Dami, if they need to undergo Mila and complete the conversion, then they shouldn't have any relationship. So therefore, the fact that the Braita says the brothers are related, it must imply that they're not considered Gerim. They're considered full-born Jews when they were born. So that's the kasha they ask on the Ramban. So in other words, the kasha will be according to the Ramban. Let's assume they're born Jewish. I mean, according to the Ramban, they're not Jewish until they do the Mila, so they're doing it. So why don't we say Gershon is Gaya Kakatan Shanoa Dami? So the different explanations. One is that based on, we could suggest based on the Maharal we just mentioned before, the Gerarie, that when do we say Gershon is Gaya Shakatan Shanoa Dami? That's if you have a choice. Here there's no choice. They're a fetus. So they have no option, so maybe you don't say it. So maybe really so even though they converted, we don't say Gershon is Gayer Kekatan Shanoa Dami, like a man Torah. However, the Dvar Avram has a different Chiddush. He wants to explain the Ramban's position, why if it's Gayer, so why are the brothers related? So he says there are two portions to the fetus. There's part A, which is developed in the mother's womb while she was a Gentile, and part B, which was developed after the conversion when she was Jewish. So the Dvar Avram wants to say a big chiddush that the Ramban requires the baby to undergo conversion only because of part A, which is developed in the womb of the Gentile. That's why you need to finish the conversion. However, because of part B, it is Jewish. So consequently, it explains the Ramban requires the twins to undergo conversion else part A of the, before the conversion, but they're considered maternally related because of part B, which is not required. Or perhaps you get, you know, there's a Rim Naftali Trup and a different kind about a Shem Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael, but either way, what comes out, what's clear is, there's a Machlokes, the Ritva and the Ramban, whether the Mila is happening out to the Geirus, like the Ramban, or out to the Mila, and then my Chapa Nafkamina, whether you have to do it on day 8, could you do it on Shabbos, maybe on Thursday, and then you have another Machlokes, or another discussion, how do we understand the Ramban, how does the Ramban hold that they aren't born Jewish, and they don't become Jewish until after birth, so how could you say they're related? So you have to explain why Gershon is Gayer Shekatan Shanoa Dami doesn't explain to Dvar Avram said because you're part of, from part A, or perhaps over here, you know, maybe for other reason you don't have like the Maharal, like the Maharal says by Matan Torah. Those are, that's some of the discussion here regarding this brisa that clearly states that they are maternally related and they are considered brothers.